This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Book the Pod!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. It's hockey. It's hot out. It's humid. It's August. So let's
make a lot of sense.
No, but the round robin is over. We're officially playing playoff hockey. This is kind of crazy. Joining me as always, talk all about it, Coach Dan. What's going on? He did not win the draft lottery. That was the Rangers. So close. He just hit the post.
Can we talk about that real quick?
Let's do it.
Can we talk about how this draft lottery made no sense? I mean, like, how it worked made sense. Like, I could follow along and be like, oh, yeah, okay, I see what they did here. Can we talk about how it was complete BS in terms of a team that would have made the it could have ended up it could have ended up being the teams that weren't going to make the playoffs got in there, but, like, it could have been a team that was going to make the playoffs if it wasn't for this global pandemic.
Right.
They could have won the first pick in the draft for a player that looks like he could be one of those guys, like a Crosby, like an Ovechkin, like a McDavid, that could help turn a franchise around. Except unless you're the Oilers, in which case you're still going to suck. How is it that these teams that were going to make the playoffs had the opportunity to actually get to pick this dude? Now, it ended up being the Rangers.
Right.
Who were going to be... They're rebuilding, but they're rebuilding very fast with Panarin, with Zibanejad. You know, they're going to have a bunch of young players. Now they got this guy who could be the cornerstone of their franchise. So the Rangers are going to be good. I was really hoping it was going to be the Wild because I feel like the fans up there are hockey crazy.
That's Minnesota.
It didn't work out with Sutter and Parise in the way that they had hoped. And it felt like this would have been a nice thing for them to get. And instead, the dude conveniently goes to one of the biggest markets that the NHL has.
Well, I mean,
some might say, I don't know.
I mean, you saw the lottery drawing, how close it was that it was almost Toronto. I mean, Toronto fans have to just be...
That would have been almost the worst.
I mean,
Pittsburgh would have been the worst. Toronto, who's had so much luck with getting Austin Matthews, they can sign anybody they want. I don't know. It's a bit suspicious, guys.
But it's very close. That lottery ball hit the post, and New York Rangers came in and got the goal and got that number one pick. But it was almost Toronto. They were so incredibly close. And there's playoff hockey going on right now in Toronto, just, you know, without the Maple Leaf team.
Yeah, that's if you're Tavares, you're like,
So the Islanders
didn't
are
work
in
out
it.
The way I planned.
Yeah, Islanders are there, but not Tavares.
Nope.
So let's talk a little bit about some Caps hockey here. The round robin is over, and we didn't do a show last week because we were in the middle of the round robin. We wanted to get a couple games under the belt, and I gotta say, this team does not look sharp. Those round robin games, I don't know if somebody told them that they didn't matter, which I guess technically they don't. Or that they're just overconfident that it doesn't matter who they're going to meet, that they can beat anybody. I don't know what the deal is, but they did not look sharp against Philadelphia. They barely got a point out of Tampa Bay, and they beat Boston, which does not look like Boston right now. I think out of all the teams playing hockey right now, Boston is the one that looks the most lost. But the Caps did not have a good showing in this round-robin series.
Nope. No, I mean, I didn't get to watch the first two games because some jerk thought 4 o'clock on a weekday was a brilliant time to have a hockey game while the rest of some people are working and they're not working from home. So I didn't get to watch those games. I saw the highlights or, you know, lowlights as some might say, cause it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
I watched the game against Boston. If you want to call it a game, it wasn't very exciting. And it was interesting. One of the things I was looking at is, they're definitely not on the same page. Like, it looks like a preseason game.
It does.
Where they're still trying to figuring out where they're, you know, get back into that game shape. They're trying to remember, oh, okay, they like the puck there. They like it, you know, right at this part of their stick or this speed. You know, they were trying to do different things, and just none of them were on the same page. And I think what If that's not the case, then all the fancy stuff that they always try to do that they want to do is not going to work. And you need to start looking for those garbage goals. And I think the really bad ice is going to, I know we want to talk about that. That's also going to be an issue, that it's going to make it harder to get those fancy goals. You know, I think at that point you need guys crashing the net, especially in playoff hockey, but more so when the puck's bouncing around a lot. You need to crash the net to be able to score goals, because the fancy stuff just isn't going to work the same way. You might get on, you know, if you get on a breakaway, that could work. But I don't think that they're going to be able to do a lot of those extra passing plays and set up just the perfect shot. That kind of thing is just not going to work if the puck is bouncing around all the place, because you can't, it's not like a football, but it's almost like a football when it's bouncing around, where you're not quite sure where it's going to go.
I mean, that is a big thing, even in the Stanley Cup playoffs when they happened, you know, in May and June, is that the teams had to win with those garbage goals. They had to win with somebody just parked in front of the net. I mean, we saw that a couple years ago when the Caps were able to beat the Bruins, who were the Stanley Cup champions defending at that point. It was that garbage goal with Joel Ward and Mike Knuble. I mean, that's something that is a big deal in the playoffs. And you know, the Caps are a playoff team, but they definitely didn't look like it in this series. And I think Craig Laughlin even said it during one of the games, that the thing is bouncing all over the place, and it's they're continually adding water to the rink to try to make things a little bit better quality. But, I mean, ice is – I mean, it's almost like, you know, no one has home ice advantage right now because there's no fans.
No one has ice advantage.
There's no ice advantage either. So, I mean, this is going to be an unpredictable series. It's almost hard to make, like, a bracket right now, because you really – it's anybody's game right now.
Well, I think it's going to be kind of ugly, if I'm to be honest, because, you know, I mean, playoff hockey can be kind of ugly to an extent, because, you know, everybody's trying to it's not as much clutch and grab, but you're trying to crash the net. You're making the dirty plays and what the things you need to do to win. But I feel like, I mean, Lachlan was talking about how the ice is thicker, which I thought would be better, but actually apparently it makes it the puck bounce more.
Right.
And then, oh, right, it's freaking August, so it's hot outside, so the ice is going to be even worse. So I think whichever team, you know, can play solid defense and has the best hand-eye coordination in baseball terms will likely be the team that can win, because it's going to be bouncing all over the place.
Did you see the gimmick that they did on Sunday? I guess it was the Bruins game, Caps-Bruins game, where they had a giant puck outside of the building in Toronto, when it was on this, it was like frozen in a sheet of ice. And if you guessed the right amount of time of how long it would take for the ice to melt and the puck to fall, you won, you know, something, because I mean, no one can be in attendance, but you won like a virtual party or something like that. So I actually thought that was kind of a cool gimmick.
Well, send you a thumbs up in an email. I can't do much else. If you put it outside today, down here, lasts about 4 seconds.
Through this round-robin series, we did not see John Carlson whatsoever. He missed the entire thing due to the injury he got in the exhibition game. And do you think that was more of them just trying to prevent re-injury, since, again, these games technically didn't mean anything? Or is this something that he actually had to heal? I mean, they're playing everything very close to the chest right now, but he did practice today. It seems like he would be good to go for tomorrow's game. But, you know, is he 100%? What do you think?
Well, I think he's definitely not 100%, particularly when you get to playoff hockey. You know, most players are not quite at 100%. And then typically in playoff hockey, you also don't really have this really crappy ice, so it changes things. And you've been playing for a consistent number of time. You didn't have a quarantine to have to deal with. So I think that he definitely has an injury. I mean, obviously, because they've been holding him out. I think it's something he had to heal with. Right now, Samantha Pell from Washington Post is saying that Carlson is a game-time decision. I guess it's probably what Reardon had said. And so, you know, we'll see if he plays. Hopefully he does. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't know how they're going to do without him, but it's definitely a big player to lose. It's not like a sort of middle-of-the lineup guy. He is, you know, your best defenseman. And going to what's going to be a tough series against the Islanders, you want your best defenseman.
And speaking of defensemen, we did see Radko Gudas actually miss the game against Boston, I believe. And we saw Martin Fevari. I'm not really sure how you say it. It's been a season. We still haven't given that kid enough credit on how to say it.
Fevari. I think it's Fevari. Beninati said during the broadcast, and I was like, remember that, and then I forgot.
I thought he did pretty well against the Boston Bruins. Do you think they're going to go with this young kid and sit Ratko Gudas?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I feel like he played well. I'm not a huge fan of Gudas. I just think he's not quite as quick. I think if it's going to be a physical series and you want that physicality, you're definitely going to have him playing. But I think if they, especially with Carlson out, I think Favari might be able to move the puck a bit better. And so I think that might give him an edge. But so it really depends in terms of what type of game the Caps want to play and what type of game they think the Islanders are going to bring to them in terms of which guy they go with. But if Carlson's out, they might make the decision for them.
It's true. And so it is the Islanders, team that the Capitals know very well. And a lot of them are saying it's not Todd Reirden versus Barry Trotz. I think even Reirden came out.
Well, they're
not
on the ice, so I don't know how it would be.
Right. I think even Reirden said it's not me versus Barry. It's our two teams up against each other. And while that is true, I kind of feel as if it's not 100% true, because Todd Reirden is, you know, we've talked about this ad nauseum in the last couple years while he's been here, how he was the guy. He was the guy that the team wanted going forward. They wouldn't let him interview at other places. And when Barry left, they were okay with Barry leaving because they had Todd Reirden in their back pocket. So for Todd Reirden to be up against the guy who was his coach when he was the assistant, yeah, there's not a rivalry there, but I mean, I'm sure he would feel really good and wants the team to win for him, to kind of show that, like, yeah, you guys made the right move by sticking with me and not bringing Barry back. I mean, there's got to be a little bit of animosity there.
I don't know if there's animosity. I think Trotz still probably has a fond spot for DC and the Caps. I mean, it's sure. Where he won his cup. I think Reirden might... There might be something there in terms of him being like, I want to win this because to show that they made the right move. And I'm sure Trotz has a little bit of this, like, you know, they didn't pay me what I felt I deserved, which is why I left, so I can prove them wrong or show that they should have kept me. Yeah, I'm sure that's there, and I'm sure that's on the back of the coach's mind. And I guess there is some sort of it's Barry versus Todd in the sense of, like I said, their first names, like I know them, you know, in the sense of like, you have to outcoach the other guy to an extent, you know, when you make your lineups and the specific pairings you send out, be it defense or the forwards. So there's a bit of the coaching back and forth in terms of how they're going to be able to outsmart each other. And we'll see how that goes, considering Reirden worked under Trotz. You know, I'm sure they know his system very well, and so they'll know what to expect. But the Islanders have good players, and it's going to be a good matchup between just the two teams, and the players are out there. You know, the Islanders have a lot of good players that, are annoying because they're good. Is Clutterbuck still there? I hate that guy. He always finds a way to score against the Caps or do something, like, no matter what, that dude scores. He might not score. He's like the John Sim. I think John Sim playing for the Islanders at the same time. You know, he doesn't score against anybody else. Just the Capitals. Clutterbuck probably scores against other teams. But the point is, you know, you have a lot of these guys that are really annoying. It's not the first time the Caps have faced the Islanders in the playoffs. In the last few years, first time it's been a Barry Trotz team. So I think it's going to be a good matchup. It's not the easiest matchup they could have had. And, you know, they're going to have to play much better than they did in the warm-up games, we'll call them, the round-robin nonsense, to get them, if they really want to move on to the next round.
The round robin games, do you remember the year it was supposed to be, you know, the Caps had a 2-year plan, and it was, we need to win a cup within these 2 years or we're not going to win a cup. And then after that 2 years left, the next year they did win the cup. But that first time it was like, this is our year. This is, we got everything we need. We were the President's Trophy winners back in, you know, February. We had everything wrapped up. We were just waiting for the playoffs, and they went against Toronto and almost didn't pass through Toronto. It's what it felt
Thank
like.
Thank you, Marcus Johansson.
It's what it felt like with these round robin games. It was kind of like, yeah, we were the best team in the East during the regular season. Here's the postseason. Oh, we actually have to work for it. So I'm really hoping that they kind of woke up after those couple losses and realized, oh yeah, this is going to be difficult. This is still the Stanley Cup playoffs. Nothing's a shoo-in, especially right now, because everybody's coming off of a 4-month drought of hockey, and I kind of feel like it's anybody's chance to win. I feel like there are no favorites at this point, because I think we talked about it before. You know, there's not a lot of injuries to really speak of, and knock on wood, and it's a whole different environment than what they're used to. There's no crowds. The ice sucks. It's summer. It's the bubble. So I feel like really this year, out of all the years, anybody could be, you know, meeting in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah. And even then, if you get it, you're gonna be like, I mean, it's great. If the Caps win, I'll be excited, because technically it's another cup, but it doesn't feel, it doesn't have that same feeling that a normal playoff run has, because I'm so hyper focused on work right now, and what the school year is going to bring. But also, it's just such a weird year. Like, there's just so many other things going on in the background, and this bizarro ass way of doing the playoffs in general, where there's no fans there. So like, someone scores and they have the fake crowd noise, which, by the way, they've been doing in Europe for soccer games. And it actually does sound halfway decent in terms of, like, all right, it could sound like there are fans there. But, like, when they played during the NHL games, maybe it was because it was just on NBC Sports Washington Plus. But it sounds like someone's playing NHL somewhere in the background, like, near the broadcast, and you can kind of hear it. Like, it doesn't sound like they tried to make, oh, it's like fans are there. No, it's not. It sounds like someone's just playing the game in the background of, like, the same room that the announcers are in. Like, it doesn't sound right. Like, they tried and this one failed.
Yeah, I don't know. The sound, it doesn't really bother me that much. I love the look.
The rink looks cool.
I love the look of the rink. I think that's really great. I think, you know, the AV stuff that they did, covering up the seats, made it look great. We have to give the NHL a lot of credit here. They are now 2 weeks into bubble hockey, and they've had zero COVID cases throughout the league. So, I mean, I think they're doing something right. If you want to play sports during a pandemic, they might be the kind of the benchmark of what you have to do. I think the NFL season still very much a question mark about what they're going to do going forward and how they're going to do it. But the NHL, I mean, 2 weeks in, the bubble is working, and it's getting the job done. And you know, we'll talk about Lars Eller next, but he's a guy who left the bubble, came back in, and he still hasn't rejoined the team yet. So it's whatever they're doing it right. And you got to give Gary Bettman and the NHL credit for that.
I don't have to give Bettman credit.
I don't want to, but we kind of have to. It's working.
No, because it's Bettman. I refuse. I will never give that man credit. No, you know, what they said, I don't think it's fair to say Bettman gets credit, because I'm sure there's been so many other people that have come with the plan.
Sure.
Whoever orchestrated, anyone that was involved in setting this up has done a very good job. Having it so, you know, these guys are set up in specific areas, and obviously they're doing everything they can, and they keep testing them, and whether that's the right thing to do or not, considering how many tests are potentially available, not available, whatever the case may be, it's working for now. You know, all you need is one dumb player to go out to a bar.
Right. I don't think anybody's going to do it,
though. Party. What?
I don't think they're going to do it. I think everybody.
I mean, you say that now, but you just need one idiot to do what they weren't supposed to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you have it right now in Scotland, in the Scottish Premier League. That's soccer, Brandon.
Oh, okay.
They had two teams where one guy went to the beach or went on a vacation or something before the season started, and then another team had like eight players go to a pub. And it's like, this is not hard. Don't go out to places you don't need to go to. Like, right. I haven't gone to a restaurant aside from like just carry out in, oh God, I don't even know when, since March, obviously, you know, and I'm not sitting here being like, must go to Green Turtle. Like, it's not happening. I think I got takeout from there once and I was like, not doing that again. I want to think of a place. I was like, I couldn't think of like a local place. 'Cause they'd be like, where?
I don't really think there's a lot of them open anymore, to be honest. I mean, before the pandemic, I think a lot of them closed.
Well, I'm over. I live now in Durwood, and so there's one in Olney that's near us. That's okay when you go in there. I think the Chesapeake chicken sandwich, I think is what it is. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Or Chesapeake burger. Sorry. I think that's what it's called. That's pretty good. A little heavy on the cheese. No. If I had to go somewhere in that specific, anyone who lives in the Rockville, Aspen Hill, Durwood, Olney, Sandy Spring area, Grill Marks. Fantastic.
I do miss going to restaurants. I do miss going to hockey games.
You do to an extent, but you don't have to.
Right. Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself. You know, at some point, I'm hoping that we get to go to concerts and hockey games and movies again. But I can wait it out.
It's called 2025. So, they just have to be smart. And it's players in all leagues. And the difference between, like, what the NHL and NBA is doing versus Major League Baseball right now is that they're not traveling.
Yeah, I think that's key.
Everybody's the same place. Versus you have things like Major League Baseball where the Marlins had, I don't know, 2/3 of their team all got corona.
Is it 19? Like, 19 people?
What are you doing? So I think the traveling aspect is where they get themselves into trouble, which is why I think the NFL is going to be very interesting in terms of what they're doing.
I'm intrigued
to
see what happens.
The NBA, I feel like, is doing it the best because the NBA decided, I believe their families could join them. So I think that's right. So, like, versus the NHL, their families weren't allowed to join them. Either way, you know, it's kind of messed up that the players have to go away from their families, especially if they go all the way. It's, like, what, potentially 2 months without their families?
I think they said 9 weeks.
There you go. Nine weeks without your family. Like, some might be like, oh, it's actually a little bit kind of nice to get away from, you know, whatever. But then, like, you know, I have a kid now, so now I understand the whole being, like, want to go play with the tiny thing and mess around teach him things that maybe I shouldn't. I gotta get him a little hockey stick. He doesn't have one.
You didn't give the kid a hockey stick?
I can't find one for his. He's still like little. He's only 14 months.
Come on,
so
man.
I need like a little hockey stick. Okay, somebody send me you could send me a hockey stick for him. That'd be great. Or just send me like the link on Amazon, even though they're evil. But yeah, Caps Islanders, it's gonna be interesting. I'm pessimistic always, so I have no idea what's going to happen. But based on the way that they've been playing, if they continue to play that way, it's not going to end pretty for the Washington Capitals.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Lars Eller. He left the bubble. Like we said, he had a brand new baby. Congratulations to him and his wife.
Yeah, baby Alexander.
Yeah, named him after Ovi. Good for him. Suck up.
So when he goes back to the locker room, is Ovechkin like, thanks, man?
Or Ovi's just like, you know who your daddy is.
He's got two kids. He's busy enough by himself.
That's true. So Eller had to leave the bubble. Got to see his kid being born. Good for him. Missed a couple games. But how it works is he came back, I believe, on Sunday. And the rule is he has to stay in his hotel room by himself. And then he needs to have 4 consecutive COVID tests that come back negative before he can rejoin the team. So it is official that he will not be a part of the game against the Islanders game 1. Now, I believe so far so good with Eller, and it seems as if he'll be back for game 2. But do you think there's going to be any sort of rink rust or is he going to need to get back into the groove of things since he did miss those round robin games and since he has been in his hotel room for a couple days? Or do you think 4 days, I guess he was away maybe 5-6 days with travel and seeing the birth and everything, is that not enough time for him to kind of lose a step, or is it going to take him a game or two to kind of get used to, you know, playing again?
I mean, they're still all kind of in preseason mode. And I know I saw that he's been kind of working out in his hotel room while he's been quarantining, but he's definitely not going to play in game 1. I think he'll be back and playing in game 2, but I wouldn't expect him to necessarily be in the best, not hockey shape,
right?
But like, he's not going to be up to speed, but none of the guys really look like they were, except for Holpe.
Right.
No one really looked like they were. So, I think he'll be maybe a step behind, half a step behind where everyone else is. But, you know, I think that they need to wake up and wake up quick. And I think the first 10 to 15 minutes of game 1 is going to be telling.
What do you think is going to happen with Travis Boyd? Because Travis Boyd, he did fill in for Lars Eller. He got a goal against Boston. Now, I know Eller comes back. Travis Boyd is going to lose that spot. However, you got to reward a guy for doing so well in Eller's absence. Do you think Eller comes back and Boyd's, you know, not playing at all? Or do you think he might, you know, show up and be a center of the fourth line? Do you see him coming? You see him playing at all once Eller's back?
I mean, I could see him being on the fourth line. I don't think he'll be centering it because I think that's where Dowd's going to play. But I could see Boyd getting an opportunity if he keeps, especially if he plays well tomorrow night or depending on when this goes out, Wednesday afternoon. Stupid. What the frick?
3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock on a... As y'all can tell, I'm a little annoyed because I will be able to watch none of freaking game one.
What else should we talk about for round one?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be good. There's certainly a lot of storylines to talk about just between Trots and the Caps, and then they played before, and the Islanders lost to Tavares and then got better, and you know, there's a lot of conversations.
Well, do you want to go over round one and make our picks?
I don't do that for the Caps. I'm bad luck.
let's go over our picks for the first round, because I mean, there's some games that have already started.
The other games, okay, good. I'll do those.
Yeah,
I usually get those wrong too.
I had the hardest time figuring out who I was going to pick because, again, this could be anybody's year because we're all starting off fresh after 4 months off. So, all right, let's start out in the West.
Not the Caps or Bruins.
Yeah. Let's start out in the West. Vegas versus Chicago. Who do you think is going to win that matchup?
Did you see who's going to be starting in goal for Vegas? Because it ain't Marc-Andre Fleury.
Really? It isn't? Is it?
Game one, they're going with Robin Leonard.
Really?
Yeah, I just... Hold on. Where did it go? I just read it. Leonard, to start game... I'm on the NHL's website. Start game one for Golden Knights against the Blackhawks. He gets a goal. He was... 3-0 with a GAA of 1.67, a .94 save percentage, and one shutout in the three regular season games with the Golden Knights after he was acquired in a trade with the Blackhawks. I forgot he played for them. That's probably a little awkward.
A little bit.
Fleury will be the backup. So, and he was in goal in the 6-4 win against St. Louis. He allowed 4 goals on 17 shots. Not promising for good old Flower. So, no, I think it'll be interesting. I don't know if it's going to stay with Leonard. I'm going Blackhawks in 6.
All right, I'm saying...
No, I'm sorry. Golden Knights in 6.
All right, I'm saying Golden Knights in 5.
Okay.
And then we have Colorado versus Arizona.
I don't know. I really haven't paid that much attention to hockey recently, but also, which is a good thing we have a podcast. I don't know. That's a good question. Who do you think? You go first. I went first on the last one.
I went with Colorado in 4.
Wow. No faith in the Coyotes.
None whatsoever. They're terrible.
Do you think Taylor Hall is going to re-sign with him?
I mean, if they back up the Brinks truck, sure.
All right, I'll go Colorado in 5.
All right, next up, Dallas versus Calgary.
Well, at the moment, where'd it go?
Don't cheat.
I did it again. Somehow I keep minimizing all the screens. I'm not cheating. I can't, like, see into the future by looking at the current score. Calgary is still up 3-2 at the end. Oh, right, because it was the end of the period. Duh. I'm going to go Calgary in 7.
Same here, Calgary in 7.
I think that's fair.
St. Louis versus Vancouver.
Oh, man. It'll probably be St. Louis, but I would rather see the Canucks. I'm going to go Canucks in 7.
Canucks in 7. All right. I'm going St. Louis in 6. Second round, you had Calgary as well, right?
Yeah.
So Vegas versus Calgary.
Oh, I want Calgary to win that one. Wait, is that how it works?
They reseed. So it's highest seed versus lowest seed. So you didn't pick Chicago or Arizona, so number 6 would be Calgary.
All right. I would like for Calgary to win that one.
All right, I'm saying Vegas. And then Colorado versus St. Louis for me, Vancouver for you.
It'd probably be Colorado, but in that case, but I'd love for it to be Vancouver.
I'm going St. Louis, even though Colorado has looked really
good.
Dude,
everybody thinks St. Louis is going to win on this NHL thing I'm looking at. I have made a poor choice. Oh, wait, one guy said, Dan Rosen, he agrees with me, Vancouver. And he's the only one.
All right, so conference finals, Vegas versus Vancouver for you. Who would win?
Did I say Vegas or did I say Calgary?
Did you say Calgary?
I think I said Calgary.
Switching it up? All right.
I don't remember who I said. It was like 45 seconds ago. You know, and if it was Vegas, it probably, honestly, coming out of the West, I think it's going to be, it'll likely be either St. Louis or Vegas.
That's who I have going into the conference finals.
I feel like if there's any year to have it be a random team, it's going to be this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, watch Montreal have a mini fire sale and somehow they win the cup. Like, what?
I have Montreal right now in the Eastern Conference Finals in my bracket. Just
all right, well, going through this thing on NHL.com, you are the only one. I would love for Montreal. Everyone thinks it's going to be the Flyers because they're playing so well right now. I'd love for Montreal to win because I hate the Flyers.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Philly's going to win that one.
But who do you have in the West, though? Who's going to be the representatives of the West?
Oh, probably St. Louis.
You think St. Louis?
Or, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Or actually, you know what? I think Colorado. I think they're going to surprise everybody. I have no idea.
All right, so you're going Colorado.
It doesn't matter because I'm usually wrong.
All right, so the East, we won't do the Capitals, but we'll go through the first round.
You can. I'm not. I'm bad luck.
Flyers versus Montreal. Who do you have?
Oh, I want it to be Montreal, but you know it's going to be the Flyers. They're playing really well right now.
I'm going with Montreal in seven.
Okay, you're the only person outside of the city of Montreal.
Okay, that's fine.
I Flyers in five.
I hate the Flyers, so...
I do too, and I want them to lose, and I hate myself a little bit right now, but they're still going to win.
I can't vote for them. I can't do it. Tampa Bay versus Columbus.
Well, that one will never end because they're going to go to 45 overtime, which means Carolina and Boston are never going to get to play either. I'm going Columbus in seven. Yeah. I think they're going to shock Tampa.
I think Tampa in six.
Okay.
And Boston and Carolina.
Carolina and four.
Carolina and four, exactly. That's what I have.
I just think Boston, they're just, I think just like the Caps, they're kind of just like limping into this quote unquote Stanley Cup playoff.
Yeah. Well,
not limping in, because that implies a lot of injuries. They're more like spatially, it's like they're not really paying attention. They're just kind of like on the beach already because it's August. Actually, I guess they should be getting ready for training camp.
Yeah, they should be.
Didn't we used to... Training camp used to start, like, right in the second or third... No, was it September?
Training camp was around Labor Day.
Yeah, okay, never mind. I felt like we usually... No, it was July. We had rookie camp that we didn't get to do.
That was usually a week before my birthday because I would always... I'd always, like, pick stuff up and be like, hey, you know, this would be a great birthday gift if anybody wants to get this for me.
So that was when we would actually see each other. The one time we would do a live show.
Yeah.
Well, not a live show. A show where we're together. Well, that and the one time I came up to Baltimore.
Yeah. One of these days, we'll figure it out. Especially, well, we can't right now. Actually, doing the show like this has totally prepared us.
We were ready for quarantine. Yeah,
we were so ready. People at work.
Actually, it's made it easier.
Yeah, exactly. People at my work were like, "How do you have a mic and you have headphones? And you have all this. You're all set up." And I'm like, "Dude, I'm a podcaster. I've been doing video conferences for 8 years now. It's not a big deal. This is nothing new."
No, I mean we. It's kind of the same way where they're like, how do you make this work? I was like, you turn it on, you start talking.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
It's not overly complicated.
All right, anything else we should talk about before we wrap up this show?
No, I think that was pretty much it. The third overtime has started. 19:21 to go, and it's still 2-2. When's their next game? Hold on.
It's got to be in 2 days. I mean, everybody usually has a day off, and then they play again.
All right, my stomach is growling. We got to wrap it up.
All right, so Let's wrap up the show. So if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking Caps hockey now that it's back and is ugly in the warm months of the year. You can also find me on there talking about the FA Cup, 14-time FA Cup champion, Arsenal Football Club, as well as the Bills, the Washington football team, and other sorts of news. That's finding me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. But hey, if you've enjoyed the show, go ahead and check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's where we put out information regarding when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of other things related to the Washington Capitals. In fact, Brandon, you put something on there recently that I wanted to comment on that I didn't remember until just now.
Was it the Buffalo Sabres and their new unis?
Yes, that's, thank you. That's what I'm talking about. They are beautiful.
They're pretty slick. I got to give it to them.
They are fantastic. I like how I go on and the first thing I see is that pissed off picture of Backstrom. He looks so mad for some reason. They are actually phenomenal. I really like the new Sabres. I'm tempted to get one, but I'm not a Sabres fan.
I dig what they've done to the actual Buffalo on the logo.
I really like it.
Good on you, Buffalo.
I really like the new. Yeah, well done. It'd be nice if you had a good team now.
Yeah.
No, I really like what they've done. Yeah, so anything relating to hockey, Capitals, or things that pop into Brandon's head that he thinks are fun, he'll put them at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, if people have enjoyed this show, is there another podcast you may have out there they should listen to?
Yeah, so if you're a Baltimore Ravens fan, as the NFL season may get closer, we will start up The Call once again. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast I do with my buddy Josh. It's available wherever you listen to What the Puck. It is also available there as well. We are on all the same platforms. Now, like Coach Dan said, you can go to our Facebook page, and you can like us over there and find out whenever a new show comes out. You'll be the first to know. And you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok, anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone. Say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So let's go over the games until we talk again. So on August 12th, still weird to say, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the Capitals are considered the home team as they are up against the Islanders in Toronto. That game is on NBC Sports Washington, or nationally on NBC Sports. Then on Friday the 14th, the Capitals have prime time. They are up against the Islanders at 8 o'clock, NBC Sports Washington, NBC Sports Washington locally here. On Sunday the 16th, it is a noon start time. That is fresh ice for the Caps. And that game can be seen nationally on USA or locally here on NBC Sports Washington. And then game four is again in Toronto, of course, another primetime game. Man, that ice is going to suck. 8 o'clock start, NBC Sports, NBC Sports Washington locally here for us in the D.C., Baltimore, Virginia, Delaware area. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Coach Dan, you going to have a prediction? You going to have a prediction?
I have never done a prediction for the Capitals, and I still won't. I'm bad luck. At the rate this is going, it may not matter because the Columbus and Tampa might be playing forever. They're currently 9:45 left to go in the third. No one has scored!
Wow.
It's still 2-2.
That's crazy. All right, well, that's it for the show this week, everybody. Say it loud, say it proud. Wear a mask!
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.